Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, Director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, why do women tend to outlive men? American women can expect to live to about 81, compared with 76 for men. Evidence of women's biological advantage is found at the very outset of life, with male mortality in their first year exceeding that of females. But women's greater longevity also stems from gender differences in social factors. Women are less likely to smoke, have drug or alcohol problems, or die in crashes, and they're more likely to have annual physicals and frequent visits with family and friends. Other factors, however, diminish women's longevity advantage, like their higher risk of poverty and lower levels of physical activity. These patterns suggest ways that life expectancy could be extended for both genders. Men's lives could be lengthened by reducing their risky behaviors and enhancing their social relationships, while women's could be extended by improving their economic security and encouraging more physical activity.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/aging today. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.